Here's a thought about the precious print, sort of a follow-up on yesterday's comment about Miles Davis' classic album, Kind of Blue. But this time, I want to talk about Josef Kadelka and his wonderful exhibition that I saw a number of years ago at the Art Institute of Chicago. Kadelka is certainly one of the best contemporary photographers, Magnum member, some classic books. They had a huge exhibition of his work. I was anxious to see it because I've always been a big fan of Kadelka's books. When I got into the exhibition, however, I was absolutely mesmerized by looking at his prints, which were sort of rough, thumbtacked to the wall, not completely washed. He had sort of an almost disregard for the original print. The original print was just a means to get to the book. He considered the book was really what he was doing. He was a photojournalist, not a fine art photographer. He could have cared less about the idea of the pristine print. Well, okay, so he's doing documentary photography, not landscape work. He's doing things for book publication and magazine publication, not for hanging on the wall. So there is a difference that I understand. But nonetheless, he could just as easily have made pristine archival white mat board wall prints like so many other documentary photographers have done. He just went a different way. And I was fascinated by that. So it's a personal philosophy, I think. If you choose to white glove your images, great, good for you. If you choose to thumbtack them to the wall, great, good for you. I think each one of us need to make our own decisions about how we want to treat our work. But I think, most importantly, it's worth deciding how we want to take our work, not just falling into some habit because we've been told that's the way it's done. How do you feel about the preciousness of your prints? And do you treat them consistently with your personal philosophy? That's the point.